9:09. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We go on to our feature, Rules of Life. And today we talk about being flexible in your thinking. Being flexible in your thinking. They say in life, once your thinking becomes rigid, once it's formed, once it's crystallized, then you have lost the battle. Once you think you have all the answers, you might as well hang up your boots. Once you get set in your ways, you have already become part of history. To get the most out of life, you have to keep all your options open. You have to keep your thinking and life flexible. You have to be ready to roll as the storm breaks, and the storm generally breaks when you least expect it. The instant you are established in the set pattern, you set yourself up for being knocked off course. You might need to examine your thinking pretty closely to understand this. Flexible thinking is a bit like mental martial arts. They say you must be ready to duck and weave, to dodge and flow. You should see life not as an enemy, but as a friendly sparring partner, a friendly training partner. If you are flexible, then you will be able to enjoy your life. But if you stand your ground, everything has to be the way I want it to be. If we have a function, it has to be 100% this way. Then you won't get any enjoyment out of that function. The whole element of socializing and enjoying the meal and enjoying the moment is gone because you wanted it in a particular way. No difference. No deviation from the set practice. Your business must be run 100% like this. So you're constantly in a grumpy mood. You're constantly moaning, groaning, complaining and sulking. Why? Because it's not going 100% the way you want it to be. Times change, you know, times evolve and an approach evolves and you need to be flexible, even in your own routine, what you do and what you eat and the different things. Keep an open mind. Obviously, we don't say keep an open mind with things that are concrete from a Shari perspective, but keep an open mind in terms of how you approach life and how you tackle life. And don't look at everything as, a battle now that must be won. It's me and the person standing opposite me is the enemy, and that's that. No, rather understand that life is, you know, sometimes will throw you challenges. Understand it to be a little bit like being in training with someone. It's not the actual fight, it's in training. And you're expecting the person who's your training partner, who's your sparring partner, to throw a few curveballs at you, to throw a few challenges at you, to make you break out into a bit of a sweat. That's what gives life its enjoyment, isn't it, when you can overcome that and when you can prevail over that. So be flexible in the way we think, in the way we approach. You need to see life as a series of adventures. Each adventure is a chance to learn something, to explore the world, to expand your circle of friends and experience and broaden your horizons. And when you shut this down, then you shut down. Then you're just like a machine. You just go through the same old on a day-to-day basis with hardly any difference, hardly any change to your routine, hardly any change to the way you do things and the way you approach things. Okay, it's now 8:58. The first program of the week comes to an end. It's already the end of the Monday morning edition of Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time. There's a lot that you can look forward to throughout the morning, throughout the day. Mawlana Abi Bobat keeping you company in the next hour, together with Mawlana Sharif Dokrat in the book review program and Mufti Zubair Bayat. After 10, Upper Zenith, we'll be keeping you company. After 11, Mawlana Junaid Jassat. We have the Para Day after 12. And then there's a lot to look forward to throughout the afternoon and evening on Radio Islam International. Keep the dial on medium wave 1548 if you are listening via radio. And if it's via satellite, on the Radio Islam dial, and if it's via audio streaming, then on www.radioislam.co.za. Remember us, and remember the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your du'as. It's important that we do not forget that du'a is a great weapon of a believer. It's a solution to the problems of a Muslim, of a mu'min. It's the basis upon which we approach all of the difficulties that we face individually as well as collectively. From myself, Suleiman Ravitz, and all of us here at Radio Islam International. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.